think of the teams that we have right here in Iowa City, Iowa right now that are in the news every day. We got China here. We got Ukraine here. We got Japan here. We got Iran here. We got Georgia. And then we got an all-world team. This is bringing peace and bringing the world together a little bit.
This is Dan Gable, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line one of the all-time greatest figures in wrestling as a wrestler, national champion, world champion, Olympic gold medalist, as a coach, 15-time national champion, leading the Iowa Hawkeyes. He's been awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom and always a tireless advocate and inspiration, a leading voice for the future of wrestling, the one and only Dan Gable. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks. I'm pretty proud to be on here. Chicago has been good for me as far as my own personal career and my coaching career. Even though I had a loss there, the one that's probably the most famous loss in my career. But when you have a loss that's really famous, that means you must have won a lot. So, you know, it's pretty good. But it did start me out right out of high school at the Midlands Tournament. I won that and beat a couple of wrestlers that were well-known throughout the world. And the Chicago Tribune put me right in there in the paper, and they gave me a little headline, and it's been good since.
Coach, of course, you have fans all over the place, but lots of fans in the Chicagoland area. We're based here, but we reach 38 states in Canada, so a lot of fans in Iowa, too. And I got to think, and since the last time that we've talked was before the Olympics, and just so many cool things have happened in and around the sport of wrestling, and you're a guy that always has his hand on the pulse of the state of the sport, I feel like wrestling is in a really great place and getting stronger every day.
Well, we have a group of athletes that have been able to make it their kind of career and still compete, and the real good ones. And we're probably going to lose a lot of these, so we need a lot more coming up. But we have a half a dozen or so that are winning world titles, like multiple world titles, and they're getting paid money to be able to do this. The organization, USA Wrestling, has really been able to support the sport and the individuals that are really good and keep them in there for longevity. And because of that, we're world champions right now. So that's pretty cool.
When it comes to like women in wrestling, and you and I have talked about that, you've always been a great advocate for it. That has brought a lot of new fans and a lot of new eyes, a lot of new people to the conversation. Iowa as a state was one of the first ones leading the way in that, in bringing it in on the high school side. And it has just exploded. It's huge.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's big, and why not? You know, even though you've given me some credit, even back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when it maybe was just getting kind of looked at a little bit, I was maybe even a little skeptical, just, you know, because it's such a physical sport. You know, didn't even think about it. Why would I even question that? Just because, you know, people need that type of confidence. They need that type of being able to walk down the street, you know, they, in case somebody, you know, is jumping you or something. You got a little self-defense. But, you know, it has grown really well. And Iowa is actually not the leading state because we kind of were hesitant a little bit. It's probably because a little bit of a conservatism in our state. But you know what? We're already, University of Iowa is the first major institution at D1 level that is taking it on. We're starting next year with it. And we got our girls in this year, and our coach, Clarissa Chun, and we are getting some top recruits. But I do believe there, you know, there's three or four other D1s, but not the high-ranking schools. And we have a lot of other ones. It's the fastest-growing sport in the United States on women's side. Now, one of the reasons why it took so long, and the belief of people like even me thinking so, is because the girls used to have to wrestle the guys. And by that, I mean in competition. You know, if you're going to practice with them, you know, that's okay. But, you know, there's still consequences there. But you know what? Now we're getting their own wrestling rooms. They're utilizing certain times. I think Iowa is like fourth ranked in the country. And we're just starting our official girls' high school state championships this year, even though we've been doing it unofficially for 3 or 4 years. So we're a leading state. We're the heartland in the United States of America, and we're very proud to have wrestling known throughout the world. Iowa. I mean, to the World Cup. I mean, we got Iran coming in. I mean, can you imagine? Iran just got beat in World Cup competition in soccer, and they're sending another team here to the United States, and they're not coming here to lose because that's difficult for them to be able to lose and then go back home because they're such a, you know, kind of a fanatical type of group of people that they love that winning. So we got, and Japan's the top country in the world for wrestling, for girls. Mongolia is really good. Georgia is really good. And then we have in each category, men's and women's teams, we have an all world team. So we have the countries that maybe only had one champion or a one place winner from the world championships is going to make up that team. And I have a feeling they might be one of the strongest teams in each category, women and men's. Anyway, the women's category is Japan, USA, Mongolia, China, Ukraine, and all women's. And the men's category is Iran, USA, Japan, Mongolia, Georgia, and the all worlds. And those are good wrestling countries. And they're going to go at it, and they're going to start. We have our kind of our ceremonies, which are kind of opening ceremonies, World Cup presentations, 10 o'clock. We're going to be going and starting session one, have a session two in the afternoon, session three tomorrow night, Saturday, December 10th. And then on December 11th, we are having our women's freestyle third place, men's freestyle third place. In the afternoon, we're having the first place matches, 4 o'clock for the women's, then 5:30 for the men's. Then we have the awards. So it's we have a guy that, Josh Hamburger, who is our kind of leader in the city of Iowa City, Coralville, Iowa, that promotes these type of things. And he has an arena. We're going to do it at that arena. So, you know, it's like it's something that we can bring the world right to a little town of Iowa City. And we're not a little town. We have the University of Iowa, of course. And I wrestled at Iowa State as a collegiate one, but it really brings notoriety to this community. And we are looking forward to actually USA winning both championships, we hope. A few of our top stars might not be here, but there are a lot of unbelievable stars from the United States and all the other countries.
Yeah,
the
rosters look absolutely crazy. It's just such a luxury, right, for people that are fans of the sport to be able to physically see it in person. It's one thing to see it from around the world. Now, so, and let the listeners know, of course, we're talking to the one and only and legendary Dan Gable, who is there as the honorary coach for the World Cup of Wrestling that is happening here. Now, think about this. All the places that you've traveled for wrestling all over the world to have it happen and have the world really come to you. Talk a little bit about that, because, you know, you're breaking down some of the action and all the stuff that's going to be on the mat, but just to have it with that backdrop of Iowa City and how improbable that is. It is an epicenter and a capital of wrestling, but to bring an event like this to that city, it's amazing.
Yeah, and it's not an off-season time, because when you're on a national team, you're ready to go year-round. It's just a matter of peaking and valleys, and there's peaks and valleys don't go very far. So we're going to have really good wrestling, even though we only had the world championships done about 2 months ago. It's a little early for this high type of really head-on-head competition. But, you know, like I said, when you're on a national team, and a national team usually is like USA, they pay top three guys in each weight class. And they win, you know, they can win money during the year and so on and so forth. But, you know, you're pretty much ready to go, because it's like a profession anymore. And you're not just coming in on a sports season and then next month or 2 months going for another sport. Wrestling is your full-time awareness. Now, Iowa City, Iowa is quite a place. I mean, they've got a reputation for, you know, a lot of things. And a lot of it has to do with John Irving's a famous writer, and he came out of Iowa City. We have the arts here that it's world famous. We like to think of it as the wrestling capital of the world, but a lot of people around here that are, you know, even into wrestling, are really into a lot of these other areas, which college towns should be. You know, what you're good at is what you're putting people out at. And if they make world renowned recognition, then you ought to credit their city. And Iowa City is a little bit that way, in fact, quite a bit. And state of Iowa is for wrestling, but at the same time, and we're known for farming. You know, that's a big deal. We feed the world. So it's a good project. Now, it's been a little difficult because of the political climate of the world to get things like this accomplished as easy as we have done in the past. And because of that, I just got off the phone with Josh, who's running the whole event, got a lot of help, and he says it's falling together really well. And because of that, all these teams are here, and the competition, whether it be senior world champions, future junior world champions that are up at the senior level, there is going to be some fantastic battles in wrestling on the mat right here in Iowa City, Iowa.
Yeah, you think about it. Around the world, all of those teams, all those international teams, those great wrestlers, they think about this. Iowa City is a place, it is a big city to them and in the world of wrestling as well. I mean, we had Josh on, and it's great. I got to tell you, always an ambassador for wrestling and certainly the state. But Dan Gable, you just kind of did a great job for the Visitor and Tourism Bureau for Iowa City. You were sharing all of the other great reasons and things that people are going to see as they come into town for that. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com again for tickets and schedules and teams and everything happening for the World Cup. But before we let you go, on the walk and the walk side, not only an advocate for it, but also helping to lay a foundation and a backdrop and an opportunity and a platform for wrestling as well with the Donnybrook. And this has been great girls representation there for that. Certainly when you have teams from all over the place, I know our Montini kids are heading to the Ironman. And so to have these tournaments that are big and important enough to draw people from around the area, from other states, it's really cool. Talk about it. It was a huge success.
Yeah, it was. We had 32 teams or more at the Gable Donnybrook. And it was pretty fantastic, especially because it's early season and you just jump into this really tough competition. And you could say, well, it's pretty early to have that type of tough competition, but really it kind of gives you a way to leave and plan for the rest of the year because you do have a lot of time. It's not like it's the districts or the sectionals, then you go into the state tournaments and you're done. This is preseason almost. So it's pretty amazing. But now, one last thing about this World Cup. Think of the teams that we have in America, in right here in Iowa City, Iowa right now, that are in the news every day. You know, I mean, right now, we got China here. We got Ukraine here. We got Japan here. We got Iran here. We got Georgia. And then we got an all-world team that's coming from a lot of different other countries. But just think of the names of the teams that I just said and what's going on in the world. This, besides a battle on the mat, is bringing peace and bringing the world together a little bit. And it shows that we can. Now, if the people leave here feeling like they're feeling right now, because I just talked to Josh and he said everybody's having a good time, but they'll turn that good time off. And then we'll really have another idea of when they leave, how they feel. And I have a feeling win, lose, but don't lose. Of course, that's my comment. But I have a feeling they're going to leave and spread some goodwill.
Dan Gable's like, win or lose, but don't lose, by the way. But here's the thing, and it's a great point, because as many differences as we have and as many things that come between us, what is bringing the world together right now in Iowa is wrestling. And it's great to see it, and it's an opportunity for those. You know, everybody doesn't agree on things all the time, but they agree that Iowa City right now, Coralville, is the place to be for the World Cup. They are all there. And I agree, right, that these, even the wrestlers and the teams, as much as they may not have in common or their governments, they have a love for and a passion for the sport. And it's all going to be on display right there, and you'll be front and center for it. So, Dan, I can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing, you know, in every way. And, of course, very humble in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of power and inspiration that you have and bring to these events and the sport in general. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Maybe we'll get some high people in the United States coming just so they can see what kind of different countries together it looked like and on a good situation. See all these countries right here, and they're shaking hands.
They can meet the wrestling consulate. That is Dan Gable. Dan, thanks so much for everything. Look forward to seeing you this weekend in Iowa City, and excited for everything that's going to come out of this.
Hey, thanks for promoting us. I love it.